Today, we're covering signs that is interesting you and they are not. This is a part episode. If you're with it, stay tuned for part one and part two. And I also want to say or use this opportunity to encourage you guys to also subscribe to our new YouTube channel. All right, so if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this is a two-part episode. The title of the episode is officially called, Are They Interested in Me? Part one, I'm going to share things that people do to show their level of interest. Part two, I'll be sharing things with you that people do when they are not interested. So this is part one. Let me first say this. Every person is different, right? And the ways one person may show interest may vary than the next. So we always have to keep that in mind. But there are some obvious or some real telltale signs that you can really sink your teeth into to really determine whether or not a person is interested. Now, someone being interested is different than that person being the right person for you. So that's a whole different episode, whole different topic for us to cover. But as we get into interest level, I wanna share with you a couple of things that are pretty, pretty clear. Number one, they have no problem with making time for you. And making time for you basically means they want to know about you. If you're dating, they want to know about you. So they make that time to get to know you, even if their schedule is busy. Now, it may not be as much time as you would like, right? And that's when we kind of have to limit or minimize our or manage our expectations, because one person's availability may not be the same as the next, but they will truly make the time. Second is the effort. You have people that have a lot of time on their hands, and so you can't necessarily go on time alone, but if they make the effort, meaning they remember the things that are important to you, right? They make the effort to try to get to know you, try to understand your perspective, your experiences, and try to see things from your lens, right? And they are really and truly involved in the dating process. So that is another way to determine whether or not a person is genuinely interested in you. The third thing is that if there is a disagreement, a misunderstanding, they care enough to make sure that everything is cleared up. They don't want you feeling some type of way. They want to clear the air. Even if you guys disagree, or as people say, agree to disagree, they really and truly want to be able to communicate with you. They want to make sure that things are on the up and arrow, right? So that is another way to tell whether or not a person is interested. The next thing is, which most people say, is, are they making time to see you? Now, that is also subjective, because if this is a long distance thing, or whether or not, you know, certain schedules, work schedules may be opposite in conflict, it can have an impact on that. But assuming that everything is kosher for the most part, and you have availability, that they are making it a point to see you. They are clearing out their calendar, or maybe not clearing it off, but making sure that they have time, some one-on-one, face-to-face time with you. Okay. Another way to tell that someone's interested in you, they want to bring you in and get your buy-in and your opinion on things that are of utmost importance to them. They may not take your advice, right? But you are somewhat privy to the things that are going on in their life. And they want your input, right? They want your opinion on things, or they want your approval. When people are bringing you into the things that are important to them, you can rest assured that they are interested in you. Now, I want to tell you, there's a lot of other ways to tell if a person is interested in you. One way is if they are bringing you around family or friends. Now, understand, a person can bring you around anybody, right? And it doesn't mean that they like you. But if you look at all of the tips that I gave, or all of the indications of interest there, and if you combine, if you see quite a few of those qualities in the person that you're interested in or that you're dating, then chances are that they are interested in you. And the number one thing is if they honestly, and you can only tell as honest as the next person is, right? But if they are open enough to communicate their level of interest, I want to get to know you. If they say those type of things, it is a good indicator that they are genuinely interested in you. Now understand, again, someone can say that they're interested and not really be interested. So it leads me to my last point. If their words, right, match up with their actions, if what they're saying adds up, if a person is saying that they're interested, but they're never really available, they keep on canceling dates with you or times to see you or don't call you back, then you gotta kind of wonder what's going on. Is this person really interested? There's quite a few other ways to figure out or to determine if a person's interested. So I will suggest that you head over to the Dating While Black podcast.com website. And if it's not a main article that pops up, you can Google or you can search the title of this episode or interest level, and it should appear. So those are some of the things that you can, I would say that I'm 100% confident that you can sink your teeth in. And if you find someone that's doing all of those, then that's a pretty good indication that you guys are on the right track, that the interest level is there. It's important to keep it up, but at least you know where you stand. And lastly, there's nothing wrong with asking a person. Just ask, just to try to figure out certain things. Some people prefer not to ask, but if you do, at least hopefully you open up the conversation to have that type of dialogue. All right, so that concludes episode or part one. Join me on over to part two. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.